Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to another episode of Hashtag I Am Riviera Beats. Hi, my name is Ann McMillan. I am the master wealth builder, helping you to build a stronger, better life and business and community. And I'm very excited to be here today with our co-hosts, Dan Calloway and Artie Williams. I am still thoroughly convinced every single week after reading the book, Acres of Diamonds, by Russell Conwell, where he shares that we are all leaving the diamonds in our own backyards as we travel around the world looking for larger diamonds, when in fact the diamonds that we seek are found within us in our own hometown from whence we've come. Therefore, we're calling this podcast Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach, Hashtag Riviera Beach Pride. And every week I like to read and share a little bit about our Riviera Beach moments history by Deborah Hall McCollum in her book, where she has chronicled the history of our great city. And today we're talking about business owners, John and Betty Atkins. John and Betty Atkins own Atkins Tender Loving Care, a daycare and preschool which opened its doors on June 2, 1976. They sought to provide a safe, caring, nurturing environment for children of Riviera Beach and surrounding communities. 42 years in business, they operate three licensed facilities to serve children, birth to 5 years old. Atkins PLC also serves school-age children up to 12 years old in aftercare and summer camp programs. Tens of thousands of children have graduated from Atkins PLC since 1976. John and Betty both attended FAMU. John was a member of the infamous Marching 100 Band. They married in 64 and settled in Riviera Beach to raise their family. Their original home, located on 10th Street in Riviera Beach, sits just across the street from the first Atkins PLC building. John and Betty are longtime members of Mount Calvary Missionary Baptist Church and are very active church leaders. Atkins Tender Loving Care is accredited by the National Accreditation Commission and has received the Florida Gold Seal of Excellence. Atkins PLC participates in child care programs that are administered by Palm Beach County Early Learning Coalition. It also participates in the USDA food program. And as I wrap that up, I remembered my first daughter also attended that, and my second daughter attended that school, so that's very exciting to share. But our program today is going to focus on upcoming activities with Mr. Calloway. And Dan Calloway has served as the athletic director of the Youth Recreation of Palm Beach County since its founding in 1965. His love of all sports began early in life and led him from the sandlots of Riviera Beach to the Pittsburgh Pirates farm camp. After returning to Palm Beach County, his love for sports helped him mold the lives of thousands of young people through mentoring and coaching for the past 48 years. Many of the young people that he mentored went on to become professional athletes. He always tried to impress upon the young people with whom he worked the importance of becoming responsible, contributing citizens who give back to their community. He believes that if we can keep these young people involved in sports and other activities, they will not turn to negative street influences. Artie Williams has many accomplishments in life, none more important right now than taking over from Mr. Calloway as the director of the Youth Recreation of Palm Beach County. And in addition to that, being a part of Mama Inc., founded in memory of his nephew, Tori, Donald Manuel. Artie knows firsthand about the violence that continues to claim the lives of many young people. So he vows to fight to prevent another mother from suffering the loss of a child. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon, good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of Hashtag I Am Revealed.
Good afternoon and happy holidays, Resurrection Day, Easter, and all the Easter baskets. Adi?
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Fine. How you doing, Ms. Calloway?
Did you get all those Easter baskets and out?
Listen, we had a great time yesterday. We gave away so many baskets to these kids. We ended up exceeding our number. We still got some more that we was giving out today because we had so many orders after we gave out the ones that we gave out yesterday. And we was able to actually serve over 150 kids, and we had about 40 more orders to go today. So we exceeded our number, and they just had a great time. The smiles on those kids' faces was priceless. So we had a great time, and we posted some of the videos and stuff on our webpage, but it was really, really nice.
Well, yeah, because we gave out about 2,000 to other people for you, and your crew didn't have to do that. But the main thing about it, we fell short from last year because Bad Cop John Babers, he gave us, the 3,000?
Yes.
Phone rang off all the ones. I stopped even answering it because, well, they didn't know where to go to get masks. But that was other people. My church was giving out. And then, of course, the church on A Street, Dr. Samuel, Reverend Samuel Church, they were giving out their Easter program baskets and everything. Everything you and I are going to talk about right now is for the next 3 months. Right now, this is April, and, of course, kids are back in school after spring break. Now, the other day, you were over at Stony Brook. Now, I can't remember. I think it's a zoo or something like that. They renamed it, but I always use the terminology of Stony Brook because everybody knows where Stony Brook is. The other day, did you complete the mission with the superintendent or with the young lady? And
yes, sir. At Stony Brook. They had their grand opening over this name now is Azure Estates. But as Ms. Calloway said, that was everybody says Stony Brook. They know exactly what you're talking about, but they want to change the culture and the history of that complex, and they've renamed it Azure Estates, and it's lovely. I mean, the remodeling that they did for that complex is just tremendous. We got to go in some of the rooms that the occupants have, and let me tell you, those people, you could see just how happy they were just to be in a place that was remodeled. I mean, they don't have to worry about all of the problems they had from the, you know, being infested with the mold and the insects. They don't have to have those problems anymore. Everything over there is brand new. They actually went through every apartment, did every apartment one by one. And also the security, which is the most important part of it, Ms. Calloway. They have a security company now that's just top of the line. You can't even get in that place without going through a whole lot of lock and key, and you got to know exactly where you're going. They have to call the residents as they do in your community and just make sure they just don't just come in there now. And they got round-the-clock security. They walk the premises. They drive the premises. And working with the director of the complex, is Beatrice Nuevez. She's just tremendous. They love her over there. She's just doing just a great job, and we're gonna. I let her know that we'll be coming over there to put on some more programs as we did before. We've been over there numerous of times, and they love the kids love for us to come over there, and we're gonna be coming back over there and put on some more programs. So she's just waiting for us to give her the green light to set it up.
I've already started. I met with John Lyons in our church with his niece. What we were going to do with the nurses and with Steve, I don't need Steve White to do that because this is all girls. The Lyons young lady going to come over with her organization, which we sponsored some of the things when they went to Orlando last year. I'll talk about that in a moment. they're going to be working with the 13 to 18-year-old girls. You remember last year you had Ms. Neil Evans to have them to sign a form, and Dr. Robinson of the school board told us if we do it with the parents and they authorize it, it would be much easier than rather coming through the schools because there's a lot of red tape then. So when will you be meeting with her again to make sure she starts right now, soon as possible, for the young ladies all in school about life, about their vocation, and what are their priorities of doing well, where they are now, and what their attitude about going further, whether they're going to go off to a two-year, four-year, school that will teach them skills to be able to get a job. Now, that is important. And then they are hooked up with the nursing guild that they're going to talk to the kids about teenage pregnancy and mannerism and, of course, how to dress. Now, if you remember, last year we helped sponsor that group. They went to Orlando, and they rented a big house. Up in Orlando, they got those big houses that can house maybe 18 to 20 at a time. So they took two big houses, and they were up there for a week. And there was a lot of things, and other people was coming from different other organizations like that. And they commiserated together for 1 week. Now, whether they're going to do that again, but we're going to be a part of sponsoring so many kids because of we're going to help with the organization that Ms. Lyon and her staff is going to be putting on because we don't have the ability at the youth recreation to have that type of talent to teach those girls about different things they need to have. And, of course, at the end of the summer, they're going to have what they call a dress rehearsal and a meal where everybody can come and sit down and they'll be able to make some kind of speech about what their life is online to be. They had been working out and over at Jay's Ministry, but their lease is up, so they got to find another place, and that's what we'll be doing this week. We'll get with the mayor again to find out if somebody can allow us to have an extension because that place was really set up well for them. So sometime next week, you will get with Mrs. New Evans, and the main thing, she need to have those names and all this, and the signature of the parent on there and ready to go in 2 weeks because we got to put a deadline on it. We just can't do like we did before. People came a month later and we kept adding. Now, it's got to be a deadline. So you think you can work that in the scheduling for next week?
Yes. I actually, when we was over there for the celebration of the opening of Azure, we talked about that. She wanted us to get together this week coming up after the holidays and talk about all the same things that you just spoke of. And the one thing that last summer they was really impressed on with when we had took, I think it was, we had three trips of 20 kids each that we took to the Rapids. And
yeah,
now that the Rapids is open again, she just looked forward to that happening again. And I told her that we'll make that happen because those kids got a great experience, never been to the Rapids, and that was just a great experience for them. Also with the coming up on the Peanut Island trips, we got a number of things that we have on the list for that group. And we told her we'll sit down and we'll get it all together so we can get our team in place where we can make these things happen.
I feel bad about the Peanut Island thing because when we had it set up, it was bad weather. Well, I shouldn't say bad weather. Weather's created by God. But if we couldn't go over there because the roughness of the water, and it was one of those times in the summer where we were, they had a warning about tornado and stay off the water. So that next week we will get with the people down at the marina and talk to with Demetrius and have him to set up a meeting with the water taxi people that you and I will sit down and work that out. And we won't do it on a holiday, and we won't do it because it'll be in the summer months. We don't have to worry about going on Saturday or Sunday. See, that's the busiest time for those water taxis in the island. So I'd rather for it to be like you had to set up on Wednesday or Thursday, get that on the book, but we'll make sure we're ahead of that. So if Tuesday, John Lyons has what you need, and for the his niece program, who is head of the young ladies, both, all you have to do is go up to the office and ask them for the package that John Lyon left for you and I Tuesday. You'll have it in there Tuesday.
Okay, great. I will definitely do that. I look forward to getting that going. We got so many things on our schedule that we have coming up with for the community. We just something for the young, the old. We're not leaving anybody out. So we have a lot of events that are coming up. We're going to post them so people can attend. You know, coming up in next month, we have quite events coming up next month. Also, Ms. Calloway, with the one of the things is our community fish fry. We want to forget that. That's supposed to be on the 21st. So we're still putting that together. So we'll let that run smoothly. So we got a lot of things coming up.
Well, the fish fry is the week after we have the banquet.
Yes.
The banquet is on the 14th at the Calloway Complex. And the fish fry will be at the same complex the next Saturday?
Yes.
Okay, what
and
about
the following week?
Okay, the following week. When will you have your meeting with the mayor and Terrion Nelson? Because when Terrion was on the program and we met with her after that, she's waiting on the final answer to put at least 8 to 10 groups, gospel groups. It's the gospel night, the gospel extravaganza. When will you be able to talk to the mayor? Because he wanted that. And the final decision will have to be between you, Terrion, and Ronnie, the mayor.
Well, I spoke with the mayor, and he said on Wednesday would be a good day for us to sit down. So Terrion knows and that we're going to have a meeting with the mayor, and we're going to sit down. And because this is something that we've been putting together for a while, and now that everything is open again and we're able to get these groups back, we're going to make this happen. Because last time we did the gospel events, it turned out great. And this year, having it at the Calloway Complex is going to be even better. We have the stage out there, and it's just going to be a great time. So she's looking forward to it, and running myself and her, we're going to sit down and put the group together, make sure we get the date, and get it out to the community. So we want it to be well attended, but I think it's going to be well. We're going to have a great time of worshiping it, but I think it's going to be great. And so we're looking forward to that. But we're going to sit down this week, and we're going to iron out all the details.
Well, why is it more important? Is that so many people have been requesting after we had Old Holy Night for Christmas at the Inlet Grove Auditorium. And it was brought up over a month ago. When can we have something like that out at the park? And when you and I met with Terrion, and she said it'll take her about 3 to 4 weeks to galvanize all those people who are going to perform. And we need to do that. And the other thing, I think that you were telling me you had met with the with one of the elected officials. I think it was name?
We met with Doug Lawson.
Doug Lawson, about putting on the senior citizen keep calling all the time. When will they have another time where jazz in the park? And they used to have it on Friday night. And between them, he's supposed to set up a meeting with the city manager, and the mayor and Doug Lawson and you. And, of course, they asked, would you bring me with you? So we got to do that because it's been requested so many times. That was one of the most successful things that was put together. Don Wilson tried to do that at least 12 years ago. And after he got out of the elected position, then Johnny Lee Williams and his staff ran it for about 3 or 4 years. On the third Friday night, I think it was the third Friday evening of the month. And those senior citizens loved that. We have to start doing more for the senior citizens and give them something. And right now they need it more than ever because your gas prices is up, your rent going to go up, and the food is going already gone up. So we got to give them some kind of freebies and everything. Now, if the listening audience was going to call and talk and bring up, they were asking you the other day, when will they have another cookout at one of the parks? They're still talking about the 18th of December, which is gone, which was the Christmas over at Goodmark Park. And then there was it a month and a half ago? Yeah.
Yes,
that's
at Cunningham.
They had it at Cunningham. Now, you have not been on the South End, but the South End normally comes to the Callaway Complex and then also over in Federal Garden. See, that's why you put a lot of things. But now I think the church is going to have something that Wells on the 11th of June. Is that solidified when you were in the meeting the other day with them?
Yeah, that's taken care of. We've gotten the park. We reserved the park, and that's going to be a great event. We're going to have a lot of churches to get together and come out there and just fellowship with each other. That's going to be great. And also going back just a little bit before that, Ms. Callaway, I was just speaking with Gwen Oakes over at Lindsay Davis. Since her seniors are back in the building now, they're looking to go. They're looking to attend these outings, and I told Gwen we're going to put that together. And we're going to, especially with this church event, we're going to make sure the seniors out there have their tent so they can have a great time. They're going to worship. They're going to listen to music. They're going to just eat. They're going to have a great time. So this is going to be something for the entire county churches. I mean, here in Riverhead Beach, we have quite a few churches that are going to attend this. So I think it's going to be a very large event. So, but the seniors are ready to get back to working. So we're ready to get it together.
Okay. Now, go back. Now, your pastor, Dr. Drayton, is the chair. It was about 28. It's a meeting coming up.
It's going to be the last Friday this month. Last Friday this month,
okay.
At the 29th.
So, and also, all of them are coming to the banquet on the 14th of May. That's what they said. They want to be there. And when they found out that our director of this show, the master builder, Ann McNeil, they are coming here to the set and wait for her to get her award. I hope Ann is listening to that. 30 ministers will be there. They have already said that. They told me and you were standing right there when Dr. Drayton and five or six of them said they all will be there. When they found out that Ann was being given an award, they think that's really great, and I think it's great. The other thing, let's go back to the jazz in the park, or whatever you're trying to get together, to have the parks used more. Now, when is the next time we're going to have food and music and people just getting together with a table where kids can sign up for summer jobs, number one, and where kids who or going off to school in August to get their higher learning, whatever, whether stay in the state out of that need some help, need someone to open a door where they can get some help like we have done before. Now, the city, you remember we were with the guy over the fishing program said he gives money to the city for scholarships. And I think he said he was giving it to Roseanne Brown or someone. You have to find out whether the city, they are still doing that, who we can send some kids. We got 18 kids in the last 2 weeks, you and I sat, and they were talking about, can we give them some help like we did? Well, we don't have the funds that we had and given all the scholarships last year. So we need to divert some of that to the city if they got funds. You remember we were in Tom Twyper over the fishing program.
Yes.
He brought
yes.
that up. So you must
yes.
find out from the city. It's best to go to the city manager and to find out is anything in that. And I think that Manita Jenkins over down at the CRA, she knows a lot about that. We just got to figure out because we got to help quite a few people. Now, the other thing to listen in order to know, you just said you've got Jazz at the Park coming up. You've got the Fish Fry, which the city manager wants. He wants us to challenge the Guinness World Book of Records, how long we can have a fish fry, because we're going from morning to 9 o'clock that night when we put that together. We got people out there fishing, and we're going to buy at least $2,000 worth of fish. And then we're going to have other things to go with the fish, because in the morning time, we're going to hook grits with it. And then at lunchtime, it's more of a French fries or something like that, lunch. Evening, we will have a meal so people can go to work, come by, and when you set it up, that's already been stabilized in a meeting. Now, the other thing that I need to ask you, because you're in head of that now, when are you going to get with the Youth Recreation and put the, and pick a council person or the mayor at one of the outside parks? The importance of that, and you know that well, because when you were a boy, you not only was that in Monroe Heights, we had things there, but you also had it over at the Tate complex. Now, where's the next we going to go to for the people to come out, like when we do at Goodmark Park, and same thing when we do this at Cunningham? What about down on the south end at Brooks?
The conversation I had, Mr. Calloway, with Doug Lawson about a few days ago. He wanted to put stuff together on the south side. So we got with Blankenship, which is the recreation director, and we're making some preparation now to do something on the south side, because we have done a lot on that area further to the north. So we're going to do something on the south side for those residents over there. So we're in talks right now. So this week coming up, as you know, we got a meeting scheduled with the city manager also, so you can sit down and talk with them and go with some of the centennial things that we have also. But we have that meeting set with the city manager and a few of the council people, so we can get that going. But I talked to her on the south side right now, so we're in works with that. And when I have a date, I'm going to get that out to the listening audience and put it on the web page. But it's already in work.
Okay, now, what day is that at the city hall with the city manager?
Put that together for Thursday.
That's Thursday. Okay, well, that'll solidify a lot of things. Now, the other thing, because our time is getting to the end a little bit, oh, this is Easter, I need to be able to tell some people at different churches, because of we made statements on this podcast over the year that we're going to try to get the churches, the ministers, and that's one of the things that why Dr. Drayton got all the guys together. Because it was all about the churches, the ministers getting involved more with the community. And it came from an idea from the mayor, Ronnie Felder. Because Ronnie came to us, if you sat right there, when he said he need us to help, need the help from us, that to get the ministers to put so much money in the account, regardless of who was in charge of it, to help with these senior citizens' buildings. Now, Virginia Baker, in our meeting with her, she said if we get that going, she'll be able to look in their budget. And then, what is that, Mac Bernard saw me about 3 weeks ago. He thought that was a great idea. He want to be a part of that. Now, we have to figure out when we get together Wednesday, whenever we're going to be with the city manager, we got to let them know they want to be a part of that. And maybe we can have a blue ribbon committee, and we'll be the lead dog for the rest of the city. Let Riviera be the number one. What do you think about that?
That sounds great, and I think that we should be. We put on most of the events here, and most of the people love following what we do, and they look forward to us putting on the events anyway. So I think it's only fair that and right in their eyes that we be the lead dog in making these things happen. At least we know it's going to take place. Once we put it on our schedule, normally it's done.
Well, the other thing, you're going to get a call from Kenny Thunderbird from Belgrade. If you remember when we met about 6 months ago or more with Virginia Baker, the county administrator, and she asked us if we would go to Belgrade and talk to all the people because they were turning their back on getting those vaccines because somebody told them some erroneous information. And remember, we went over there and we fed over 3,000 people. And they came and they were getting all kind of literature to go and they started taking that. And it was put in Kenny Thunderbird's hand. So he's asking the question to me, and I told him, you got to ask you. When can we come over there in the spring or the summer and have another big cookout like we have over here? Now, people may be listening at that saying, well, this is about all right, Riviera. No, this is about all people in need because we are from Riviera. We have always been able to serve our sisters and brothers in other cities. I think the big man above want us to do that. If we know better, we'll do better. See, sometimes over in the Glades, they don't know better, and that's why they can't do better. And therefore, we need to go and tell them what we are doing, how we are doing it, and why they should do it, and how you feel about that.
Well, actually, that's a good point because that you say that and bring that up because Ken and I, he going to be having a conversation over the phone coming up on, I think he said he want to do a Wednesday at like 6 o'clock when he off with the Boys and Girls Club because he said he's been very busy over there with those kids, with those programs. But we're going to sit down and do exactly what you're talking about now, finding a good date. We have the place that we're going to put it at. It just got to have a good date that for him and give us enough time to put it together over here so we can make it run smoothly. But, we already worked in talking with Kenny on that, and he's looking forward to it. He said he has a little more people on his staff now that he can help out with this. So I think it's going to be bigger this year. Last year we had a great time over there, and I think that this year is going to be even bigger. So we're looking to get back over there. But we're going to be talking again in about maybe a few more days coming up this week that we're going to put it together.
Well, I think that when you with Kenny, I think that you should ask for him to talk to the growers and get us about 30 to corn, that sweet corn. See, because when you cooking that fish fry, and then there are going to be another couple of outings that we're going to have at the park. And you remember now, on gospel night, we got to have some kind of refreshment for them. So why don't we, if we can get the corn on the cob, and then we can have, we'll go get to the three barbecues, and we'll have a variety like ribs, chicken and hot dogs for those people out there that night. See, we'll meet with, I think we need to meet with Lieutenant Beverly Morrison so we can make her in charge of going to Cheney Brothers and to get some donation of your meat, but we don't have to pay for it or something like that. And we need to do that because we need to be able to tell the city manager, is that Wednesday or Thursday we meet with him?
Well, we meet with the city manager on Thursday. I meet with Doug on Wednesday.
Okay, well, we need to tell him that. First of all, the last time I talked to him, he was asking, when are we going to be able to do this? Then you have to tell him. You don't have Dan Calloway every day anymore. The city, we can put things on. You can put it on, but you got to make sure they know somebody got to pay for the food. Somebody got to donate it. We don't care where it comes from, long as it's in our hand, we don't have to pay for it. See, the food we don't want to be paying for right now. We got too many other things we need to do, and we got to do. So you got to find that out. So is anything right now that you need to sell the listening audience when we get off?
No, just stay tuned. We got a lot of things coming up, and we're going to get it out to the public so they can participate, because that's what it's all about. It's all about the community effort and the people of the communities, and we want it from all the way of this entire Palm Beach County that we serve. So we're going to be doing something in every area. You don't need to worry about if we have it in your area this week. We're going to be in it sometime coming up. So every area will get a chance to experience what we do and how to give back, and that will just make them want to give back. So we have a lot of things coming up with the banquet, you know, people coming back, and that's why it's called Homecoming Event. They're coming back to give back to the schools, and we're just looking forward to this month and the next month coming up. We got so many things for the public to be engaged in, and we're going to make sure it happens.
And my final remarks will be, before I turn it back over to Ann for her final remarks, that because of the homecoming, the University of Michigan and Michigan State University, we have about 12 people coming from there to help walk the street. We got all these former athletes who are coming in, like the Anthony Carters, he's already here, Lamar Paris, Otis Anderson, Ricky Jackson, and Derek Harper, and all the guys, and so many of them already here. We're going to divide them up, and they're going to be going into Stony Brook's. Beverly Morrison, Lieutenant Morrison, won't be able to bring a group to go with the a criminal justice group and walk all over on Spruce in West Palm Beach over in Pleasant City, which we will do that. So we're going to split them up, and then now so many of them going to different campuses. We were talking the other day, the reverend from up there, which we got to go up to Palm Beach Garden and speak at 11 o'clock, 11:30, one of these days this week. And they got all the football players and the high school seniors there to hear about what's going on in the neighborhood. And they sent a message. They told me to get with you and hope that you can entice to bring me up there to say a few words. We have to do that. We have to make this a team effort, because with the violence, every day somebody's shooting someone, and it's all over. On the subway up in New York last week, in Minnesota they're going crazy, and everything like that. We have to do more now than ever, because it's needed more than ever. So my final comment is, when the weather gets warm, like it is now, everybody start hanging out, and then tempers flare. So we got to be the person who be the mediator. Enough is enough. We got to stop losing these lives. We got to stop being disrespectful. We got to go out here and girdle our loins up together and serve God's children like he wants us to do. Are we all of God's children? So that's why we're going to step it up. We're going to have something every week. It's going to be my remark to Jonathan Evans, our city manager. I'll say the same thing to Ronnie Felder, our mayor, and Doug Lawson. I will tell him the same thing, to get all the elected officials get right out there with the ministers and let's go to work. And let's join hands and sing that old song, Lean on Me. That's what we need to do. Jesus said, if you lean on me, I won't let you fall. And that's what we're going to depend on his resurrection day. And I'm finished.
All right. Thank you so very much. Artie, you want to make any closing comments, please?
No, I'm good. I'm just looking forward to serving the community and getting these programs out to them. Just for them to stay tuned, we're going to keep talking about it on this podcast, I Am Revealed Deeds, because this is where it is. This is where people get to know exactly what we're doing. And I'm just looking forward to it. So I'm excited, direction that this year is going to bring, and let's get going. We're ready to work.
All right. Everybody, you heard it right here. I want to just continue to thank everybody for listening in. And you have been listening to Mr. Dan Calloway and Artie Williams, founder and co-founder of the Youth Recreation Association of Palm Beach County. And this is hashtag I Am Revere Beach, hashtag Revere Beach Pride. And I like to close the way I started by saying that after reading the book Acres of Diamonds, I am still thoroughly convinced that we're all, no matter where you are from in the world, we're all leaving our diamond mines in our own backyards as we travel around the world looking for larger diamonds, when in fact the diamonds that we seek are found inside of us within our own hometown from whence we have come. So until next week, we'll see everybody back here, same time, same place. Hashtag I Am Revere Beach. Everybody have a great day. Thank you. And
thank
happy
you.
Easter. Thanks. All right, bye-bye.